Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Mem Aleph. As we continue here in Taraf Bakalfi, in the Avoda, the unique Avoda that took place on Yom Kippur, we are on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph on the fourth line. We would have been discussing the machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. What is Ma'akev? If you remember, Rabbi Yanai holds that the Aliyas Goro Mitocha Kalfi is Ma'akev, but the Hanacha is not Ma'akev. That was Rabbi Yanai, and that's what we hold. You have to do the Goro, because the Kohen Gadol has a special din to be Koveya, each of these Seirim. As we pointed out, they're already Kadosh, they're already Karbanos, but which is going to be Lashem, which is going to be Lazazel? That is what is done by the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yochanan holds even the Aliyah is not Ma'akeves, really, he might be able to do it with a Kriyashem itself, but we do Aliyah's Goral L'shei Mitzvah. So the last try we had, I think it was try number 6, that we tried to prove, was the one that was accepted, as the Pasuk says, V'asahu Chatas. It makes it into a chatas, and we darshan that hagoral of seochatas, the ein hashem of seochatas. The girl makes it a chatas, and not the kriya shem, because we said you might have had a kalvachomer otherwise, but we said the pasuk comes along and tells me that I don't say the kalvachomer, and in that way I am able to prove the shita of Rabbi Yanai. The Gemara said the last proof was. The Gemara just added on one line that last proof was from a Medrash on Sefer Vayikra, and Stam Sifra, the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra, is the Sifra, is the Toras Kohanim. The anonymous Toras Kohanim are all Shitos Rebbe Yehuda, and the Rebbe Yehuda is the one that says that the Goro is Yochata, and Hashem is Yochata, and that's how we prove the Hagrala is Ma'akev. Just one Ha'ara on that. That line of Stam Sifra Rebbe Yehuda is really part of a longer line. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Peivav and Aleph says, goes through all of the different anonymous texts that we have in Torah Shebaal Peh, and tells us who it is. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Peivav, Stam Masnisan Rabbi Meir. Anonymous mission we know is Rabbi Meir Shita. Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemia. Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, as we know, buried right outside of Tzvat. Stam Sifri Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. All of those. Vekulu Alibid Rabbi Akiva. And all of these great rabbis who have anonymous text authored by them are Aliba du Rabbi Akiva. Why is this? Why are they all Aliba du Rabbi Akiva? So if you look in the Biuri Chasidus Tashas on there on Sanhedrin, he says, how is Rabbi Akiva Zohar Lazeh? So he says, Chazal tell us in the end of Maseches Brachas, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes Ela B'misha Memes Atzmo Aleha. As we know, Torah is only Miskayem. Torah lasts with those who are Memes themselves on it. There's nobody greater than Rabbi Akiva in terms of Memes Atzmo Aleha. And even though it was only one moment of his life, what does he tell his Talmidim? His Talmidim say, Rabbi, until so much? He says, I've waited all my life to do this. He was in the state of being able to do it all his life. V'lo shemaser nafsho before mamash al kiyam haTorah. V'lo od el shekol yamav hayimitzape masa yagia zeli adiva akaymenu. When is it going to happen? See, he was more than anyone else. Memes atzmo aleha. So the Torah was miskayin through his Talmidim. Because as we know, these Talmidim were the ones that he started over with. After the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos that he lost all of his 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, the 24,000 students, and they were taken. He went to the Chachamim Shebedarum, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Samach Beis, and started again with these 5 Talmidim. Rav Asher Weiss points out a few places, in the Sefer on Moadim, in the Sefer on Chumash, on Parshas Emor, that it's amazing, the question that's asked by many, that these Talmidim were Chayav Misa. The Gemara says in Yevamos Shelonagu Kavod Zebazeh. They weren't no covered on, not these Talmidim, these 5. These were the new ones. But the old ones. Lonagu Kavod Zebazeh. Is there ever a Chayav Misa for Lonagu Kavod Zebazeh? Somebody insults me, they're Chayav Misa? Lonagu Kavod, why were they Chayav Misa? So, says many of the Mefarshim, and Rav Asher Weiss included, really per se, they weren't Chayav Misa. Per se, insulting somebody is not a Chayav Misa, even if you want to say, we don't go that far that Bez is going to put somebody to death for Mal B'Pnei Chaver Barabim. But the issue was that these were the carriers of the torch of Torah Shebaal Peh. Rabbi Akiva was the Baal HaMesorah of that generation, and his Talmidim were going to be the ones that were going to carry the torch. And if the Mesorah is warped in any way, so that is something that cannot continue. And that is a danger to the entire Jewish continuity. And therefore, these were the Baalei Mesorah, and they were Lo Nagu Kavod Zebazeh. That's not just a personal fault. that will then make the entire Shalshelas HaMesorah inappropriate and given over in a way that will not last, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, had to start again. He had to get rid of these Baalei HaMesorah who would have given over, who would have passed the torch in an inappropriate way, and start again. And then he continues and says that it's a pele that if you look throughout Torah Shebaal Peh, throughout Midrashim, we've mentioned this before, all of these Talmidim emphasize throughout Mishnayos and Midrashim and Chazals, they emphasize the Bein Adam L'Chaveru element. The Rabbi Akiva, V'yaflarecha Kamocha, but all of the Talmidim, look throughout all of their sayings, throughout, he says, quotes through each one, Rabbi Meir, Kal Mavarech Es Yisrael, Kilim Mavarech Es Hashchina, Havi Shval Ruach B'Fnei Kal Adam, Rabbi Yehuda, Kal Makabal P'Nei Chaveru, Kilim Makabal P'Nei Hashchina, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chalafta, Mi Yom Elo Avarti Al Divrei Chaverai, V'Chulu, and then he continued, he goes on, Rabbi Shimon, Shema Yochai, Noach L'Adam She'ach Velasvel, Tochiv Shana Eish, Val Yav B'Nei Chaveru Barabim, Lazar Ben Shemua, he quotes, Ali Kavod Tamil Chaviv Alecha Kishalcha. All throughout the Talmidim, these new Talmidim got the message of Ve'haflarecha Kamocha. Whether Rabbi Akiva said that after the experience of the 24,000 or before, we don't know. But either way, these Talmidim inculcated the message that now they had to take with them as they were taking the place of the Baalei HaMesorah. There's one other Ha'ara he adds, and that is the Rambam in the introduction to Mishnah Torah. The Rambam has three major introductions. The Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos, the Hakdama to Perek Chelek, and the last Perek in Sanhedrin, and the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, Shmona Prakim. Those are his three major introductions. But he has a short one, a three-page introduction to Mishnah Torah, where he talks about, that's where he says his controversial words of, all you have to do is learn Chumash and then learn my Sefer. That's it, and then you're perfect. That's Mishnah Torah. This is after you learn the Torah, and that's one of the reasons that many were upset at the Rambam, including the Ravid, including others. That's what he says in that little introduction. But there he goes through the Shalshelas HaMesorah. He goes through, he lists off from Moshe Rabbeinu, who were the Baalei HaMesorah all the way until Ravina and Ravashi. All the way until Ravina and Ravashi, the Chasimas HaTalmud. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik there parenthetically pointed out that if you look in the Hakdam of the Me'iri to Pirkei Avos, he goes all the way till Me'iri. He doesn't stop at Ravina and Ravashi. He goes from Moshe to Ravina and Ravashi and he continues. And he said, why'd the Rambam stop? What, the Rambam was earlier than the Me'iri, a couple of less generations. Right, so why did he stop? The answer is the Rambam is not giving you history. The Rambam is telling us a halachic principle. And that is, at the end of the time of the Gemara, there was a certain league of Baal HaMesorah that finished. And therefore, it was not just telling you, oh, up until me. Once the Gemara finished, it's finished. What's finished? Like the Gemara, like the Rama writes in Choshen Mishpat, you can't argue on the Gemara. Because that's a different, an Achro could argue on a Rishon. A Rishon could argue on a Gaon, which we find many times. But you can't argue on the Gemara. The Gemara says about Metzia, Ravina, Varavashi, Sof Hora'ah. You can't argue on the Gemara, because that was a certain league of Baal HaMesorah. That's when the Rambam stopped by Ravina and Ravashi. But, getting back to our point here, if you look at the generations, Rav Asher Weiss points out that from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbi Akiva is 32 generations. 32. To Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is 33. There's a lot of logs when it comes to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. From Moshe to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is 33. The daf in Shabbos about the cave and he comes out is Shabbos Lama Gimel. Right? And of course, Lag BaOmer is his yahrzeit on the day he revealed all the secrets to Klal Yisrael and to his Talmidim, the Cholus. That's another 33 related to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Again, one of the Talmidim, the 33rd generation, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, but this is all related to our line in the Gemara of Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Again, part of the larger line of Sanhedrin Peivav. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara on the fourth line now. Amar Rav Chisda. We'll see what this has to do with us in a minute. Amar Ein Akinin Misparshos Ela Obelakichas Bailam Obas Yes Kohen. Says Rav Chisda Achidish. Rav Chisda says, Kinin. What's Kinin? Kinin is a pair of birds from the Lashon Kikari Kansipar. from the pasuk in Parashat Kisei. If somebody has a pair of birds, many times in halacha, if somebody has a chiv to give a pair of birds, one has to be an ola, one has to be a chatas. And who has a yoledes, all different types of chiyuvim that require a pair of birds. An ola v'yored, as we'll see soon. So if somebody has a pair of birds, one's a chatas, one's an ola, there are two critical moments in time where you have a choice whether you want to label them as a chatas. This one's the chatas, this one's the ola. If you remember, this was what all Meseches Kinim is about. We have mix-ups between Chatas and Ola, and you don't remember what you did, and you're another woman. That's all three prakim of the, three prakim, I think, of the Mesechta. Anyway, so Rav Chista says there are two crucial moments that I have to label them. If I don't use the first one, I have to wait till the second one. Either right when I buy them, Obelakichas Bailam, right when the Bailam buys it, right at that moment he could say, this was a Chatas, this was an Ola. And if he does that, then the Kohen cannot change it when the Kohen gets it. If the Bailam do not do that, and let's say a week after they bought it, they decide which one's going to be the Chatas, which one's going to be the Ola, it's meaningless. It does not have an effect, and the Kohen can take it and do whatever he wants. Whichever bird he wants to do the Chatas, he can do as the Chatas, and whichever one the Ola, he can do the Ola. That's the statement of Rav Chisda. There are two crucial moments where you can label Kinim. We'll see where this is going in terms of labeling karbanos. We're in the context of the Hagrala. But you have two crucial moments. The Ritva here says Beferich, which is the pashtus of the Gemara in the continuation. Rav Chisda says this by birds, but his yesod applies to all karbanos. That's the simple understanding, because we're about to ask from our Gemara about the Seirim and Olivio raids and others. We're about to ask from animal context, non-birds. So the pashtus is, as the Ritva says here, that we are talking about, Rav Chisda said it by kinim, but really it applies to all birds. Upirish reed, dezal, de kinim lav dafka, elahu adin le karbonos behemas tumin, kigo nazir, shefrishtam shte behemas le karbonosav, velo pirish ezel le olav ezel le asham. Whenever you have to bring a pair of animals, then this applies to Goli Rachmana Bekinin, Vuadim Lachal Karbanas. Why does he say Kinim specifically? Because that's where the Psukim are. That's where his source is. That's Kinim. That's what the Ritva says. If you look in the Me'iri says explicitly, not that way. It's a special din by Kinim, says the Me'iri. That's Beferish. And he doesn't quote it, but the Rambam only quotes this principle by birds. He doesn't quote it elsewhere, so it sounds like the Rambam also agrees. There are many examples where we have the Me'iri following the sheet of the Rambam, even without explicating it. There's a whole sefer I once saw, called the Beis Aron, where he goes through, you can explain all these 130 difficult Rambams based on how the Me'iri understands the Gemara. A whole sefer based on that. Me'iri. Okay, anyway, so the Me'iri here says explicitly that v'nirin advarim she'ein omrim kein b'mechu v'chatas v'ola shel karbanas behema b'pnei shel karbanas behema ain't simpohem lashon l'kicha b'bayelum v'asiyah b'kohen. The pasuk that appears by Kedem doesn't apply. And even though our Gemara sounds pretty explicit that this doesn't make sense, but it doesn't really mean it. It just means that the psukim also include Kinim. When a pasuk talks about behemoths, the psukim aren't specific, so it must also include Kinim. But the question is really only about Kinim and not about others. So again, as we will see, it's much smoother to understand the Gemara like the Ritva, but the Me'iri and the Rambam have another pshat. Why would you say birds are different? Why would birds be different? So let's hold off on that. Let's do a little more Gemara, and then we'll get to an amazing suggestion. So Rav Chisda says, Ein kinim esparshos, birds can be designated only at the moment of buying them. O basiyas koin. Amar Rav Simi Barashi, my time at Rav Chisda. Why does Rav Chisda say this? Tichziv, vilakcha va'asa. Two psukim, right? The one pasuk is, and when he buys the birds, when she buys the birds, va'asa, and he performs the avoda. Rashi says the first pasuk is by the yoledes, and the second one is by the Mitzora. O belakicha, o basia. Period. Meisvei. So it does. It's really true. What did we just prove? We just proved from the Vaaso Chatas that the Hagrala is what's Koveya. The Hagrala is by neither. It's not by the Lakicha, and it's not by the Asiya. Right? It's in between. Vaaso Chatas, Hagrala Seo Chatas, Vein Hashem Seo Chatas, not the Kriya Shem, Sheyachol Vahalodinu. Because what is the Pasuk saying? I would have said the following. Were it not for the pasuk, what would I have said? Uma b'makom shlo kidesh agoral, in a place where the goral is not makadesh, meaning like a regular animal, a regular karban, kidesh Hashem, and yet you can designate by other karbanos, makom shekidesh agoro, eino dinshi kadesh Hashem. So in a place where the goro works, meaning by the seirim, surely kriya shem should work. Tamalo marviaso chatos, hagoro sechatos, vein Hashem o sechatos. Like the brisa that we've already had at the end of yesterday's daf. But what's the havamina? What is the pasuk precluding? The Kal Vachomer would have said that you could designate any animal at any time. V'ha'acha d'lav b'shas l'kicha v'lav b'shas asiyah hi v'ktani t'kava. So the havamina that is only precluded because we have a xeris hakasiv is that you could designate in the middle. Not at shas l'kicha, not at shas asiyah, right? If without the xeris hakasiv of requiring the hagrawa, I would have been able to do kriya shem. So, isn't that against Reb Chisda? So again, it sounds pretty clear like the Ritva, but you have to say the pasuk is also including Kinim, according to that Meiri. Amar Rava, Hachi Ka'amar. No, Rava says, this is how you can understand the Kal Vachomer that we ultimately reject, but this is how we can understand the Havamina, as follows. Uma bimakom shelo kidesh agoro. In a place where the girl is not kiddish, meaning a regular animal. V'afilu b'shas l'kicha v'afilu b'shas asiya, where you can never use a goral for any other carbon. Right? It's not binding. You can use a goral and then change your mind. So in a place where the goral does not sanctify, even at these crucial times, kiddish Hashem b'shas l'kicha b'shas asiya, but kriya Hashem can be makadesh by the others, right? Fitting into Rav Chisda, makom shekiddish agoral shelo b'shas l'kicha v'shelo b'shas asiya. So in a place where the goral is makadesh based on xeris hakasiv by the seirim, eino dinshi kadesh Hashem at least b'shas l'kicha b'shas asiya. So you fit that into Rav Chisda, and then tamalom ravasayochatas hagoral sayochatas ve'ein Hashem osayochatas. So you fit it in to Rav Chisda Shita, that all the Gemara meant to say was that you would have been able to bring Kare Shem at one of the crucial times, at Shas Kriya, or at Shas Lakicha, or at Shas Asiya. Period. Stop there for a minute. So that was the first try to ask on Rav Chisda from the context of Yom Kippur, from our Seirim. We're about to ask from another context. Again, we're going to try to ask from all the contexts where you bring a pair of something. So the Seirim were a pair, and now we're going to bring from Olav Yored. Olav Yored is going to be another pair of bears. What is an Olav Yored? Just as introduction, and then we're going to get back to the previous problem, because it relates. Olav Yored is if I do one of three averos. Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, one of three, most averos is chayav achatas. Most averos that are not chayav misa are chayav achatas. That's the beginning of Vayikra, as we mentioned, is very, very orderly. You have Perek Aleph is Ola, Perek Beis is Mincha, Perek Gimel is Shlamin, Perek Dalet is Chatas. All the different types of carbon chatas, Perek He is Asham. That's Parshas Vayikra. In Perek Dalet, you have all different types of chatas. The chatas of the Nasi, and the chatas of the Bezdin, Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, and you have the chatas of every individual, and also you have the chatas Olav Yored. What's the Olav Yored up and down? That's based on tax bracket. There are certain averos, which, even though most averos, you gotta bring an animal. You have to bring, doesn't matter how rich, how poor you are, you have to bring a kivsa. But when it comes to these three averos, which are tumas mikdash v'kadasha, going into the base of mikdash tame, or shvuas bitui, right, a shvua for no reason. I'm going to get into what bitui is here now. Or shvuas ha'edus, meaning I know testimony for somebody, and that Reuven knows Shimon Amani, and Reuven asked me to testify for him in court, and I deny it, and I swear about it. I swear I don't know edus on your behalf, and through that shvua, I cause him a hefsid mamon, and then it comes out that I lied. So I'm chayav a karbon, olav yored. Again, that should not be confused with other types of shvuos, shvuas apikadon, right, which is in the fifth parak. But that's asham gezelos. But this is shvuas eidus, specifically knowing testimony. So that's the olav yored. So if somebody has enough money, they bring an animal, they bring a keves. If somebody doesn't have enough money, so they bring two birds. They bring a chatas and an ola. And if they really dali dalos, then they bring some flour. They bring a carbon mincha. That's the three levels of olav yored. So what's interesting is that if I have enough money, I bring one animal, a chatas. If I don't have enough money, I bring two birds, a chatas and an ola. And the third level, if I don't even have enough money for birds, then I bring the carbon mincha. We'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. But now at first, let's go back to the previous question. Ask Rav Yashiv, what's the svara to suggest that this would be limited to kinim? Rav Chisda says it's din by kinim. So Rov Rishon, and we quoted the Ritva in the name of the Ri, say that simple understanding of the Gemara is that it applies to all animals. The psukim are by kinim, by birds, but it should apply to all animals. Says the Meiri explicitly, and maybe it's the Rambam implicitly, that it only applies to kinim. Only by tekinim, meaning by all other animals, I can declare it whatever I want, whenever I want. If I have two animals, so then I bought it a few weeks ago, and I didn't give it to the Kohen yet, I could say today, this is the Chadash, this is the Ola. Says the Rambam, says the Meiri, that's what you're allowed to do, but not by birds. And Rav Rishonim say, no, Rav Chisda's din is by all. So why should birds be different? Why should birds be harder to be kovei Hashem so that, you know, it's only by these two times, and if it's in the middle, it's no good. So says Rav Yashiv, maybe it's based on the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma, which I first, when I was preparing the daf, I had it to say later, but then I saw this Rav Yashiv, so we have to say it a little earlier. What's Meshech Chachma? There is a story about the Meshech Chachma. I mentioned this in Parshas here a couple of years ago. Rav Meshech Chachma once was dozing, and somebody walked into the Beis Medrash, and he sees the Meshech Chachma. He jumps up, and he has a big smile on his face. His face is shining. He's like, what happened? He says, what are you so happy about? He says, I just had an amazing dream. He says, what dream? What dream did you have? He says, I dreamt that in Bezin Shalmala, they were all around the table, and they were talking, and somebody says, you know, nobody in today's world can be Mechavin Lamita Shel Torah. Nobody? Nobody could do that. And the Rashba stood up, I saw in my dream, and said, there's one man, there's a rabbi in Dvinsk, Rav Meir Simcha, the Arsameach, he's Mechavi to Amita Shel Torah. And I had just been working on a Chiddush to answer up a problem that the Rashba had, and that's what was Mechavi to Amita Shel Torah. What problem did the Rashba have? As follows. The Gemara, the Eben Ezra, on Parshas Vayikra, asks our question by Olav Yored. So if you have enough money, you bring one animal, a chatas. If you don't have enough money, you bring two birds, and chatas and an ola. What do you have to bring the ola for? You have to bring a chatas bird. What do you have to bring the ola bird for? How does that parallel the chatas? Explains the Eben Ezra that by an animal, let's say you have a chatas animal, so some of it is burned on the Mizbeach, and some of it is eaten by the Kohanim. You have the Emurim that are burned on the Mizbeach, and the meat is eaten by the Kohen. But a chatas ha'of, nothing goes on the mizbeach. The Mishnah says in Zvachim, ein le mizbeach el adama. You squeeze out some blood on the mizbeach, and nothing's burned. Says the Eben Ezra, the olas ha'of is totally burned on the mizbeach. The olas ha'of takes the place of the emurin of the chatas that you don't have for the chatas ha'of. The chatas ha'of, nothing's burned. So nothing's burned on the mizbeach. What kind of chatas is that? By a chatas behema, you got all the fats on the mizbeach. What kind of chatas is a chatas ha'of? The Kohen eats it all? It's kachi kachim. He eats the whole bird? He eats the whole bird. So where are the emurin? That's why you bring an olas ha'of with it. To take the place of the fats that are not burned from the chatas. That's the Eben Ezra. Says the Ur Sameach, if I have this Eben Ezra, I can answer up a problem in a Gemara in Maseches Chulin, which the Rashba said, I have no idea what this Gemara is talking about. It must be a problematic girsa. You have to change the Gersa, the Rashba said. What was the Gemara? The Gemara in Chulin Daf Chav Beis quotes a pasuk to teach me that the Ola Sa'of has to be done by Yom. The Avod of the Ola Sa'of has to be done by Yom. Says the Gemara, what do you need a pasuk for? All karbanos of animals. All karbanos. All Avod has to be done by Yom. You need a special pasuk to teach me that an Ola Sa'of has to be done by Yom? Says the Gemara, yes. Salf gedai dechamina, you might have had a havamina, that only a chata sa'of has to be done by Yom, but not an ola sa'of, kamash malon. So you need a special pasuk by ola sa'of. Says the Rashba in Teshuva, I have no idea why there should be a difference between a chata sa'of and an ola sa'of. They're both karbanos, they're in the world of karbanos, and we have a pasuk to teach me by all karbanos, biyom tzavoso. There's one pasuk that teaches me all avot is by day. Why should you need a new pasuk? Says the Rashba, v'girsas ha'gemara mishubeshes. It's a mistake. V'tzarach ligros kedei nasva. It should say, you don't really need the extra pasuk. That's the Rashba. Says the Meshech Chachma, what I came up with was, no, you know why you need a pasuk by Olas Ha'of? Because the Olas Ha'of is really taking the place of the Emurin. The Emurin can be done at night by a regular chatas, hektar chalavim ve'ivarim, mitzvasana sheyalam or a shachar, the first mission in Shas. It could be done at night. So you would have thought, if it's really taking the place of the emurin, it could be done at night, kamash malah, no. It's an olas ha'of, it achieves its own status, and therefore it has to be done by Yom. says the Ars HaMeach, that's why the Rashba gave me a kiss in Shemayim. That's why he says, there's one man in Dvinsk that could be Mechavi and Lamita Shel Torah, and that's the Rashba. So that's the Ars HaMeach that's quoted in various Svarim on Parshas Vayikra. Amazing. So, a lot of Musar from that. You dream about the Bezum Shel Mala, you come up with Chidushin that the Rashba didn't. We can speak about that story for a while. But, says Rav Yashiv, if that is true, maybe you could answer our Gemara. Why should there be a difference between Kinim and others? Because according to the Ibn Ezra, according to the Meshech Chachma, there's a tighter connection between a chata, between the Ola Sa'of and the Chata Sa'of. There's a tighter connection. And therefore, says Rebel Yashiv, let me read it to you, says Rebel Yashiv here in the Ha'aros, based on the Meshech Chachma, Al kalpanim ladarko shel ar sameach banu lebira sugya didan to ladarko kachazinan to call haimilsa to olas saof la hashlama schata saof kasi is coming to complete the chata saof the eino mashmos bifnei atzmo ela kahashlama lachata saof, and therefore because it's connected, it's harder to designate them as separate karbanos, and that's why you would only have certain times to do it. He says, "De ha'hafrada b'hem kashehu, de echad tali b'chaveiro, v'tzarech bo kfias shem tuva, imkein dinahi de misparshas o b'shas lakicha o b'shas asiyah." It's harder to separate them. Masha'enkin b'shar b'harbanos, afilu de b'shas lakicha stumos hein, lama shalu yichal afarish, to look for lachar mikan. The two animals have nothing to do with each other. Nothing to do with each other, so you can designate them whenever you want. Only here, where they are connected, and you want to now separate them in their designation, that's harder, and that's why you only have certain times to be able to designate them. The first time and the second time. That's Rebbe Yashiv, based on the Meshech Chachma, based on the Ibn Ezra. Baruch Hashem. Okay, we continue. If you don't get excited about that Ars HaMeach story, you know, I gotta get into it. You gotta lose your breath. Okay. Catch your breath. Toshma! So we go by turn now. Back to the context of Ola V'Yorid, right? So now we get into this discussion. So remember, we're back on Rav Chisda, who says you only have the two times. Mitame Mikdash is one of the three examples. He uses one, but it's really any three. So he's somebody who's Chayev a carbon Ola V'Yorid, Ani, V'Hifrish Ma'os Lakino. And he was Mafrish Ma'os for his birds. V'Hashir, but then he became rich. And the halacha is, now he has to bring a rich man's karban. V'achar kach, Omar. But after that, he says, mistakenly, he still thinks that he can bring these birds after he became rich. So he says, mistakenly, elu lachat, to some of the money, elu lachat tasov, elu lo laso. What does he do? Mosif umevi chovaso midamei chataso. What does he do? He takes the change that he was going to use to buy a chatas bird, and he adds on to that, and brings his chatas behema. But the money that's already labeled as an ola, he can't use for his chatas. It's already labeled as the ola. And therefore it's tough. He has to buy more. You only use the chatas money and then add on. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Why does that have any significance? That designation was not at shas lakicha and not at shas asiyah. So you see, it's koveya, even though it wasn't at one of those two crucial times. Marev sheshes v'tizbara. Is it really logical, the form of the brisa that we have? There's a mistake anyway. Let me show you. V'yamar Rablazar Amar Avoshia mitame mikdash ashir v'hevi carbon ani lo yatsa. If an ashir brings a carbon ani, it's worthless. He's not yotze anyway. So the fact that this ashir designated the money when he was already an ashir, it should be, forget the times. It's not his carbon. It should be meaningless anyway. V'kiva delo yatza hechi kavas. How did it achieve any status? Elamai is the chalamemar. What must you say? You must say that we're misunderstanding the brisa. Really, what's the case? Shekfar kavar amar me'ani yuso. It must be, doesn't mean he became rich and then he designated. It must be that he had already designated while he was poor before he became rich. That must be the understanding of the brisa. Hachanami shekfar amar mishas afrasha. So here too, it must be that he had already designated it from shas afrasha, from the first time, from shas lakicha, and that if, therefore that answers the and defends the brisa according to the shita of Rav Chisda. Good. Continue a little more, and then we have another comment. Ule Rav Chaga amar Rav Yoshia de amar yatsa. 1 minute. There's a machlokes. Rav Chaga holds that a carbon an ashir that brings a carbon ani, you are yotze. Ma'is the Michael of Meimar. So according to him, he doesn't have to change around this brisa. He could just learn a kipshuto, right? Rav Chaga Omar Rebbe Yoshia. So the price is beferish. Even after he became an Ashir, he could designate as an Ani, and then we're back to the question on Rav Chisda. So you could also say that Rav Chisda doesn't hold like Rav Chaga, but the Gemara doesn't suggest that. We try to figure out another answer. Lo tema v'acharkach amar, ela ema v'acharkach lakach v'amar. He will say no. It means not that he said it, but afterwards he bought the actual bird with the money. So it was a chas lakicha. When he bought the actual bird, that's when he designated it. Don't change the order. Just add in a factor. He bought the bird. The Gemara says lakach. He bought a bird already for a chatas and for an ola. One second, now you have another problem. What did the Brisa say in the next line? He just adds more money and is mosif onto the money as for the chatas. Mosif, who may be chavaso. What do you mean? If you have a bird, you can't just be mosif to bring a behema. The Brisa says, no, maim niyu, de parikle. Okay, you redeem it. You take your chatas bird, you redeem it, you take that money and you buy a behema. Says the Gemara, that's not allowed. V'ha ein pidyon la'ov. There's a special din. We'll get to why. You cannot be podeh a carbon oaf. Only a carbon behema can be nifteh, not a carbon oaf. Amarav papa kigon shalakach preda achas. No, all it is that you bought what you spent some of the designated money. You bought preda achas, but you had left over. But you're right. The animal karedi cannot be used. And this is how Rav Chaga would understand it. E ola zavan. If he buys with some of the designated money in Ola, then most of it may be chavasu midi mei chatasu. So you have the money that's left over is the chatas. He just adds on and he buys the chatas behema with it. Vahai Ola as l'nedava. And this Ola that he already designated goes to and be an Ola s'nedava. Ichatazavan, if he bought with some of the money a chatas, so then ein mosiv who may be chavasu midi mei olasu, he cannot automatically, when he designated the bird as with some of the money of the chatas, the other money automatically becomes Ola money. So he can't use that Ola money. So v'hai chatas azla lamisas. He has to bring new money for his chatas, and this chatas ha'of azla lamisa has to be left to die, as we know, is one of the chatos mesos disconnected from its owner. Period. The achronim discuss why can't a bird be redeemed? Like in a bird, where ain't pidyon la'of. There is a discussion. Some say it's gzeras hakasef. Special din based on another Gemara. Special gzeras hakasef. If you look in the Rishash, though, Rishash has a very interesting suggestion. The Rishash in Meseches Menachos says, on Daf Kufyud, where this Gemara comes up, Daf Kuf on my base, says the Rishash, v'nir li atam. Let me explain, why can't you redeem a bird? Redeem. There is a halachas about psuli hamakdashim. There's a mitzvah to be redeemed up psuli hamakdashim. V'nir li atam says the Rishon. I think we quoted all this also years ago from the Chedusha Meir Simcha al Hashas also, but I found it here from the Rishash this time. V'nir li atam. He says, when does something gain kedusha? When does an item, an animal, when does it gain kedusha? So hoel usually with a kli, the knife during shechita is makadesh the animal. The knife is could be a klisharis, that's a machlokas, but the knife is makadesh, and a carbon mincha is put into a kli, the flour. So it becomes sanctified then. Up until that point, it's redeemable, because it doesn't have kedushas, inherent kedusha yet. When does a bird become kadosh? There's no kli, there's no knife. It's just the fingernail of the kohen. You do malika. So when does it become kadosh? Only once that starts? Everything is done with the Kohen himself. It never has a kli touch it. So it doesn't have any other moment in time that you could say, what, the fingernail of the Kohen makes a kadosh? No. So it must be that it becomes kadosh by the hakdosha bepeh. Automatically. And that's why there's no pidyon. There's no other later time to say, now it achieves kedusha, so it must be the earliest time. Vatam HaRambam, the Rambam that wrote a different reason, the reason you can't redeem birds is because it's Eina Baha'amada Vaha'aracha, which is a third reason, not Akhtir Sakasa, not the Rishash, but it has to be stood up when it is evaluated and estimated what it's worth. So the Rishash says, you look elsewhere, you don't find that by Ophos, that the Ophos require that. You don't find it. You don't find that by behemoths. Chada of madua einu ba'amada. First of all, why can't it be? And shein is bedavar she'enu bal chai lo b'inu na'amada. Kama she called the Rashi v'tosas and Rashi's agaz. Either way, that is the suggestion of the Rishash. Why is there no pidyon when it comes to ofos? Good. There's another important ha'arah, but first let's get to the Mishnah. Gufa Amar Blazar Aroshia Matame Mikdash Ashir Behemi Karban Ani Lo Yatsa. If an Ashir brings an Ani Karban by an Olav Yored, he's not Yotze. Rav Chagam Rav Oshia Yatsa. Right. That's the Machlokas that we were just referring to. Meisve. 1 second. But the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Nigaim Mitzora Ani Shehevi Karban Ashir Yatsa. If an Ani brings an Ashir's Karban, he's Yotze. Ashir Shehevi Karban Ani Lo Yatsa. But an Asher that brings a carbon ani is lo yotza. So it's a kasha on Rav Chaga. How could Rav Chaga say that an Asher that brings an ani is yotzi? It's a force against the Mishnah in the Gaim. Answers the Gemara, shiny hasam dechsev zos. Don't compare olav yoreds to mitzora. Also is an olav yored. But there's two types of olav yoreds. There's an olav yored by the three averis, and there's the olav yored by mitzora. Says the Gemara, don't compare the two. Zos, even though by mitzora, an usher that brings an ani's karban is not yotze. Rav Chaga would say, don't compare them. Ihachi reishanami. If you're telling me zos, it has to be this exact karban. What about the other way? An ani bringing an usher's also shouldn't be good. If it's so, it has to be so exact. No, harabi rachmana toras. There's an inclusionary word and there's an exclusionary word. So zos excludes, toras includes. Vahatanya toras larabos mitso and vahatanya. And the Brisa says this vahatanya is not a question. It's binichusa. Toras larabos mitzora ani shevi karban ashir yachol afilo asher shevi karban ani tamalomar zos. So zos excludes and toras includes. Vinelach mina. So why don't you learn? Why doesn't Rav Chaga learn from mitzora to olav yored by the three averis, miyet rachmana v'im dalhu. No, it's only if this one is a dal, it's a miyut, Rashi explains, but by other chayavi, carbon olav yoreds, you don't say this, period. There is a big discussion in the Achronim about the shita of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch paskins that by olav yoreds, in Parshas Vayikra, that Ashir Shehevi Karban Ani also is not Yotze. Ani Shehevi Karban Ashir is also not Yotze. That's the Shita of the Chinuch. Against everybody. It doesn't work. Who says that? That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara says, hey, if you're telling me Zos, so you should say an Ani that brings Karban Ashir also is in Yotze. And the Gemara answers that. But the Chinuch paskins that way. And just in case we thought it was a mistake in the Chinuch, he even gives a reason for it. We shouldn't think. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. This is in Kuf Chav Gimel. V'im hu ani, v'hevi kisba, o si'ira, lo yatsa yedei chavaso. You're not yotze. V'yatam, l'fi sha'acha sharicha makel baruch hu alav, upatro bakach, if the Torah has rachmanis on you, and say, don't worry about it, eino bedin, it's not appropriate, sheyidchok atzmo, l'havi biyosim, imashe tasek yado. Hashem says, this, I'm giving you this. It's like no, I don't want your presence. I don't want this, but you're not in that state. You're not in that financial bracket. The Torah says you are not obligated to this. So it says the chinuch in both directions, it doesn't work. And from this you will learn, everybody will learn, not to overexpend. Right? Levilti asos hotzos biyosim and arayla lefi mamono. Don't spend more than your means. That's the message of this halacha, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Even an ani shehevi karban ashir is not appropriate. And all the achronim say it's a mefurish against the Mishnah Negaim. It's a mefurish against the Mishnah Negaim. So what is he talking about? So various answers are given. I'll just quote one, and that is that of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer in Masechta Shabbos, Nafkuf Raflamid says it must be that the Sefer HaChinuch is mechalik fundamentally between the olav yoreds of mitzora and the olav yoreds of the three averis. Because the Mishnah, you can't argue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah by mitzora says explicitly that the olav yored of mitzora in ani, an ani that brings a carbon asher yotze. It must be that by mitzora there's a much greater affinity between the different levels than the olav yored of the three averis. Says the Chasam Sofer. To be gimel averos, ha demevi ani tar o b'nei yona, lo have midin de chas ala rachmana. It's not just because the Torah has rachmanis. That might be the motivation. But once there's a different chiyuv, then the other animals are mufka from this person. Elo demi ikur dino chayiv hu bekarbon zeh. This is his chayiv. This actual one, even though it's less, this is his chayiv. Masha'enkin, but the carbon olav yoredim mitzora, it's purely Kadosh Baruch Hu as rachmanis. And therefore, if you want to go more than that, so then you can, even though you don't have to. You have to say that for the Sefer HaChinuch, or else he would be mefurish against the Mishnah in Agam. And again, it's not so bad, because the Gemara already said here that Rav Chaga is machalik between the two contexts. So once Rav Chaga is machalik, so the Sefer HaChinuch also can be machalik between the two contexts. That's an important Sefer HaChinuch to be aware of, that in both directions, at least by the three Averos, one is not Yotzei, if you bring the other carbon.
I'm sorry,
you have a package, right? You have a package. He has to know. In terms of lundus, conceptually, there is just chas rachmana. Says the Mishnah. Weiter, continuing after the hagrola. So once we did the hagrola, we don't want the kohen. Remember the kohen gadol? He did the vidoy on his par. Now he did the vidoy on the seirim. Now he's going to leave the goats and he's going to go back to the par. So he doesn't want to get confused. He wants to make sure that he doesn't the animals that were designated, they don't get confused. So kashar lashon shel zahoris brosh seirim mishtaleach. He ties a red ribbon to the head of this ir mishtaleach, v'amidu keneged beis shilucha, and then he puts it keneged beis shilucha. We'll have to see what that phrase means in the Gemara. What is that referring to? Ulenishchat keneged beis shchitaso, and the one is going to be shechted, the seir lashem, he puts it keneged the beis hashchita. What exactly does that whole phrase mean? We will see. The Achronim also point out, the Mikdash David here, did he really make an actual knot? Kesher? Kshira shel kayama? This kesher is never coming off. So are you allowed to do that on Yom Kippur? Right, it's the same like Shabbos. It's kosher is one of the avos malachos. Is this included in one of the avodos that you have to do, like shchita, like all the other avodos that are also daraisa, or is this not considered a kesher shel kayama? That's a big discussion in the achronim. So balo etzal paroshnia. So what happens now? He leaves the seirim on the east side of the azara. He goes back to the west side where he did the first vidoy on his power. Balo etzal paroshnia v'somech sheyadav alav. And he does smich on it, umisvada. And now again, he does vidui time number two on this par. And this is what he says, on Hashem. Different gersos. Remember, we had the different opinions about the order earlier. That was the maskana of our what we hold. So here he includes the Kohanim. First was just him and his family. Second one is the Kohanim. Ana Hashem. Remember we said Ana is an ikker part of the vidui. Kaper no lavonos v'lapshoyim v'lachatoyim shavisi v'shabashadi v'shachatasi lefanecha. Ani uvesi uvenei Aaron am kedoshecha. Kakosu b'saras Moshe avdecha. As it says, ki v'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem l'taras chem mikol chadoseichem l'fnei Hashem titar. V'hein onin acharav baruch shem kvom achuzo li'olam ved. And they say, acharav. What does acharav mean? Remember we also had the question of the briskarav, whether baruch shem is said after shem Hashem, or when the Kohen Gadol starts saying Shem Hashem. We also had the Machlokas, which Shem Hashem is said here. The Rush quoted a Machlokas between the Gaonim and himself, whether you say the 42-letter name, the 4-letter name, all different opinions of which Shem Hashem is used. Period. Interesting, the Tosas Yeshanim asks, this Tosas Yeshanim is not printed on our Dav, it's printed on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Why does the Kohen Gadol have to do Vidui again for himself? The first one he does VD for himself and his family. The second one he does VD for himself and his family and the Kohanim. The third one he does VD for, right? He already did it for himself. VD number one. But here he does, it's like cumulative. Right? He does it again. He says, why is that? He says, you don't find that elsewhere. He says, well, this is the same animal that he used for his own VD. So, you know, if it's the same animal, then he could say it again. V'shema kivin sh'nisvat ha'kfar al par zeh avonosav maskar atzmo pam she'nis alav kivin sh'lo nishchar ha'par v'lo nigmara kaparaso adayin. It's still in the process. He didn't get kapar yet for his averus. Right? It makes us think of also the Shulchan Aruch says that any vidui that we do for one Yom Kippur, we have to do it on the other Yom Kippur, even though we got kapar for it. Why is that? It's a member of Soloveitchik's thought from a couple of days ago. The vidui of, there are two types of vidui. There's vidui at the end of the tshuva process, and there's vidui as part of achieving kapara on Yom Kippur. So if it's the latter, then the question doesn't get off the ground of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Vidui as part of the tshuva process, you can ask, I already did tshuva for this, what am I doing? I did it already. But vidui as part of the process of kapara, as Rav Soloveitchik said, so then that's that can be done again, and that's why you do vidu on averes that you already got kapara for, because kapara means this is the formula to do it, right? And that's why you have the differences between the different viduyim, right? Even without tshuva, right? Someday is whole, as we'll see in the last parak. Okay, Gemara ibay lehu v'la nishchat. The Mishnah says the nishchat you do keneged beishchitasa. What does that mean? What does that mean? Asked the Gemara. Akshirakoi o ahamadakoi. Does that mean that even the one that's going to be shechted, the one that's lashem, you also tie a ribbon, but just in a different place on the animal? Keneged his base ashchita, you don't tie it on top, but you tie it around his neck. Or does it mean ha'amada? You stand the nishchat in a place where he should be placed. So Tashma, the Tani Rav Yosef, Kasha Lashon Shel Zohar is Barosh Hasira Mishtaleach, V'amidu Keneged Beis Shilucho, V'la Nishchat Keneged Beis Shchitaso. And the Nishchat, you do something Keneged Beis Shchitaso. Shelo Yisarev Zeh Bazeh, V'lo Yisarev Ba'achirim. So they don't get confused with each other or with other animals that happen to be walking around the Beis HaMikdash that day. Maybe the Karban Musaf is walking around and others. So, Iyamit Pishlama Akshira Koi Shapir. So if you say it means Akshira, then you understand this. Meaning why? You don't want that to get confused with each other. So one has tied on top, and one has tied around the neck. El Iyamit Ahamada Koi. But if you say it's just had to do with Ahamada, Nihid Bechavri Lo Ma'arif. Fine, it won't get confused with its friend, with its pair. The High Kater Bey, the High Lo Kater Bey, because the Seal Azazel has a ribbon on it, and this one doesn't. So you don't have to put a ribbon on it for those purposes, but ba'achrini mias ma'arev. But regarding other animals, it would get mixed up. So doesn't that prove that part of the, you must be that you put a ribbon also on the Seir Lashem, because you don't want it to get confused with the other animals. So it must be there's a ribbon on both of them, just in different places. And that's how you remember. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtei Lashonos Shamati. I heard about two Lashonos. Acha Shel Par v'acha Shel Seir Mishtaleach. Right, two ribbons, one about each. Achas tricha shir, va'achas ena tricha shir. One of them has a minimum size, and one of them does not. V'lo yadan heminai, and I'm not sure which is which. Not sure which is which. Which one has the minimum size and which doesn't? Omar Rav Yosef, nechzi anan. Well, let's figure it out. Shel siir mishtaleach deboi chaluka boi shir. The siir mishtaleach is going to have to be split, cut, as we will see later on, where you cut it and where you put the other half. So that should require a shear, because it has to be cut. V'shelpara, de lo boi chaluka, lo boi, I'm sorry, I misspoke before. Acha shelpara achas yishu mishtaleach means the para aduma requires a ribbon, and the seir mishtaleach requires a ribbon. And I'm not sure which one requires a shear. That's what we're talking about. And Rav Yossi says, let's see, the seir mishtaleach has to be split eventually, so that should be the one that requires a shear. V'shelpara, de lo boi chaluka, the paraduma does not require a chaluka, so then that mishtama does not require a shear, lo boi shear. So matzka varim brachama, the paranami boi kovad, well, the paraduma also needs kovad. What does that mean? It means, last couple of skinny lines in Rashi, shetehei kfeida v'tibolato omek ha'or, kidechsev el toch srefas ha'para. It has to go all the way into the fire by the srefas ha'para on harazesim. So even though it doesn't have to be split, it requires a little weight. So maybe that proves that the paraduma is the one that requires a shear. Amalei rava kovet tanoihi. That itself is a machlokes tanoim, as we'll see later on. Period. One more line. Ude para lo boi chaluka. What? So you're saying para doesn't need chaluka? Doesn't need to be split? Esli abaya. Ketzer uocha karcha b'shiyare lashon. Shiyare means the shirayim. It was cut. So ema bizanav lashon. No, it just means the end. Like the tail of the ribbon, but not that it had to be split. Period. We'll stop by Amar Avchana. We'll continue. We're in the middle of these issues of Lashon. We'll have to talk maybe at the beginning of Shir tomorrow. What's the significance of these Lashonos? Is it really part of the Avoda? Is it Ma'akev? And how does it help us understand these respective Avodos of the Paraduma and the Seir La'azazel? Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir was given last night, but Hashem, it should be up.